This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Sellecito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Sellecito of Sellecito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Sellecito.
Throughout my life, I've always been interested in plants that give me double duty. That is, for instance, great spring flowers and lovely fall color. Well, for the past few decades, I've always been impressed with a select group of shrubs that are a triple header. And at this time of year, my favorite is the Juneberry. To start off with, this is the first white flowering shrub of spring. And since it's a bush, which means it has more than one stem, as opposed to a tree, which has but a singular and generally stockier trunk, it tends to sway gently in the breeze. That's important in April, when plants don't have their leaves yet and plants in flower show off a lot more against barren stems. If the flowers weren't enough, then we're rewarded in late June with a bumper crop of, well, Juneberries. These ripen about the time when strawberries start, are nicely colored with a beautiful purple that's the size of blueberries, and have a flavor that's a cross between a cherry and an apple. When I was fishing in British Columbia a few years ago, the natives would pick these Juneberries, which commonly are also known as serviceberries or saskatoons, and bottle them up just like cherries. They pick them by the basketful, and when eaten fresh or processed, they're a treat not to be missed. They grow a lot easier than fussy blueberries, look sharp as a landscape plant, and since the multiple stems are slender and supple, you can bend a branch down and pick the juicy berries or eat them right off the plant like corn on a cob. I'm not sure why people aren't familiar with Juneberries, but recently they've been touted as a superfruit with more vitamins and antioxidant abilities than blueberries, far more fiber than an apple, and they don't take up much room in the yard. And here's the cool part. Plant them where they get morning sun and you'll never have to spray. I know, we've got a couple plants in our home landscape for over 25 years and they bear fruit every year. People are always tentative about pruning various fruits, so here's the beauty of Juneberries. If they get too tall, simply cut them to the ground when dormant. The entire plant down the 6 inches, let it resprout again next year. It's about as easy as it gets. The fall colors of red, orange, and gold are spectacular enough to get a couple for that reason alone. June is busting out all over, that's true, but by starting right now with some Juneberries, the perfect fruiting shrub for your home landscape, you will love your landscape even more than you did last time.
From the Soil with Sellecito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Sellecito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Sellecito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.